Yesterday, Allstate Insurance filed an appeal after the state of insurance regulation expanded its freeze on the company from doing any future business in the state until it complies with an investigation into how it sets its homeowners' insurance rates. Insurance Commissioner Kevin McCarty on Wednesday announced that Florida would ban Allstate from writing any new car insurance policies after it has failed to comply with subpoenas. The subpoenas were issued in connection with hearings that were to focus on Allstate's request for up to 42% in rate increases for property insurance. The state is looking into why Allstate wants a rate increase when companies are supposed to be lowering prices this year. Robert Hunter is the director of insurance for the Consumer Federation of America. Say they need the extreme rate hikes after the losses they took in 2004 and 2005. But he says that these same companies said the same thing after Hurricane Andrew devastated South Florida in 1992.
The insurers sort of promised if they got what they wanted after Hurricane Andrew, which were higher rates using models, a place to dump high-risk citizens, and some other changes, cut hurricane deductibles in the policies and things like that. If they got those things, then even if big hurricanes did hit later, there wouldn't be the same kind of crisis. We'd have to go through a painful increase in price and cut back in coverage and so on. But once that was over, then even when hurricanes hit, we wouldn't have that kind of thing. What really made it really insulting almost is that the insurers engaged in exactly the same kind of activity after the four hurricanes of 2004 and Katrina that they did after Andrew, basically breaking all the earlier promises.
In a statement released on Wednesday, Allstate said it had already provided nearly 40,000 pages of information to the state and would continue to produce responsive documents. But what Commissioner McCarty was to get access to is a report prepared by New York consultant McKinsey & Company. In it, it allegedly recommended to the company that they use a program that promised to cut bodily injury claims by up to 20% by reducing payments to policyholders without adequately examining the validity of each individual claim. Again, the Consumer Federation of America's Robert Hunter.
Proposing new systems for handling some claims, some kinds of claims, including bodily injury claims, that would lower the payouts. And part of the documents were about how to do that using computer systems and other systems to bring down claims payments. What's important about them is the question has been raised in lawsuits and by some others that whether some of these systems are systematically being used to either deny claims or to underpay claims.
Allstate does not want to disclose the contents of the McKinsey report. That's why it paid a Missouri court contempt fines of almost $2.5 million rather than release it in a separate case. The Consumer Federation of America released a report last week that said that insurance companies overcharged customers for home and car coverage $870 per household over the last 4 years. According to the CFA, the insurance industry raked in $65 billion in profits last year. Even with the deadly hurricanes in 2004 and 2005, the industry then made record profits of $40 billion and $48 billion, respectively. When he ran for governor in 2006, Charlie Crist said that one way he would put pressure on the insurance companies would be to deny them access of selling auto insurance policies as a way of getting some leverage on them. Some insurance analysts criticized Crist as being naive in making such comments at the time. But in fact, in 2006, Allstate wrote $1.9 billion worth of auto premiums, an amount that seemingly would be difficult for the insurance giant to dismiss. Again, the Consumer Federation of America's Robert Hunter.
It would seem to me that Allstate has a big vested interest in staying in Florida. Florida is not a small state. It's a big state with a lot of business. And they have a lot of insurance agents, et cetera, that they work with there. It would be a huge disruption to Allstate to just pull out.